Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. We have made it. Happy Friday to you all out there. It is Mr. Ryan Worley checking in for yet another segment of Authentic Smile. On behalf of Authentic Smile, of course, I want to say peace, love, blessings, and positivity to you all out there. I hope you guys have woke up grateful, thankful, set your intentions really high, got your meditation in, your breakfast in, your coffee, your tea, your fuel, ready to conquer and smash the day today. It is Friday, and as I normally do, I don't keep you guys long on Fridays. I just wanted to give you something to go into the weekend with, set sail into the weekend. It's supposed to be great weather here in California. So, without further ado, today's topic: the most important things in life cannot be bought. And this is, again, this is just my perspective. I believe that the most important things in life cannot be bought, right? The thing that sparked this really quickly, the thing that inspired today's message is this. I have a four-year-old daughter, a fresh four-year-old daughter, that thinks she's 4 and a half in her eyes. It's me and her joke. You guys won't get it. Ha ha ha. LOL. Here's the deal. Okay, my daughter is a very, very good kid. She doesn't get in trouble a lot. However, she got in trouble yesterday at school for disrupting the class. You know, she's only in preschool, but she loves to learn. She loves to read. She loves studies. She loves life. She loves to play around. She's very goofy, right? Has a very, very high vibrating energy. Most four-year-olds don't have that, and if they do, it's on a whole different level. However, long story short, my daughter got in trouble yesterday in school for disrupting the class when she should have been asking for more work. I have a thing where I tell her if she finishes her work that was given first or fast, which is usually often, I tell her to raise her hand and to ask her teacher for more worksheets if possible. However, Miss Madden Giselle finished her work. She did not do so. She was talking, disrupting other kids from learning and doing their work. So the message that I told her when I got home from work is this. I said, "Madden, what does daddy always tell you the three most important things in life are?" I pointed to my ears, and she knows. I point to my ears. That's my way of telling her that you better start listening better. So she said, "Listening skills." And she know I don't play about listening skills. Her mother and I, we really, 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 really take pride in trying to get her to learn how important listening skills are. Right? So that's the first thing that cannot be bought in life: listening skills. And I asked her again, I said, "What's the second most important thing?" No particular order, but what's the second important thing, most important thing that daddy tells you? And she says, "Safety first." So I always tell her every single day, listening skills, safety first, and last but not least, take action are the three most important things in my perspective, in our household, that I try to teach her. Because think about it. Safety first, listening skills, and taking action. They all three of those things go hand in hand. So that's what I want to talk about today really quickly and shed some light on. Not to bore you guys with my parenting story of my baby. Anyway, first things first, safety first. We all know that safety is very, very important. We all know that safety is what kind of controls the world. You know, when there's unsafe things in a world or in unsafe environments, right, it causes chaos, right? We see it all the time on the news. We see, you know, we're around it every single day when we're out and about and living our lives and doing our thing. You know, most parts of the world are very safe, but there are a lot of parts of every part of the world that isn't safe. So, safety first is the first one. Be safe out there, guys. Make sure you place yourself in environments that, you know, set the intention very, very high of just being safe. Obviously, and we all know that unsafe challenges can come wherever they please, right? Just be aware out there. Stay observant. Have your awareness at an all-time high. And be safe out there. Be safe. Do things safely. Secondly, listening skills. Such an overrated characteristic. A lot of us as humans have a hard time listening. And I mean not like my wife liked to say. She likes to tell me that I listen, you know, I'm personally working on becoming a better listener. That's something personally that I love the fact that I'm conscious of that. But she likes to say, you know, she calls me a person who listens to respond, you know, instead of listening just to listen. Listening just to take in the information, to take in everything that needs to be taken in before responding or shedding light or giving advice or opinion. You know, listening just to listen. That's very, very hard when we're all human beings who want to shed light and give our opinion. A lot of the time when people don't even ask for it. I've gotten to the point to where my area of growth is only being able to listen to people when they talk before I speak. It's really silly to say this, but I have this thing to where when I'm conversing with someone, you know, I let them get the last word out, the last thing out that they want to say, and I raise my hand, believe it or not, I'll raise my hand, and, you know, it's just like, hey, can I go now? Or I'll ask, oh, is it, can I speak now? You know, can I give my advice or say what I need to say? This is a very hard skill, guys. A very hard skill, but you know how important listening skills are, because when you tie it into becoming a better you and you tie it into the things that you are trying to accomplish in your world on the positive realm of things and really you know, paying attention to to self-care and paying attention to who you're trying to become in this world. And if you're already in a certain place, a really good place or a positive place in your life, being able to have really good listening skills will help you continue to elevate. Lastly, take action. Taking action does not always involve physically taking action. To me, taking action is, of course, taking action physically and doing whatever you need to do. But taking action, to me, starts with listening. You know, listening and putting yourself in the environment and in the mindset to receive whatever it is that you're listening to, whatever directions that you need to get, whatever to-do list that you set for yourself. These are just examples. Whatever blueprint you have for your businesses or whatever it is that you need to do, you know, with your family or with your spouse or with your friends. It's just like listening skills is such a universal thing that people take so lightly because, and I mean listen to detail. I'm not talking listening or think or doing something that you think you're listening. It's like listen to details. Listen to the things, the small things and everything that matters that will make whatever it is, the situation or your day or that moment run as smoothly as it can. I think that's the most important thing about efficient listening, you know. But that goes hand in hand with taking action. If you're out there, and this is a really important thing to me, is that if you're out there just talking, being a talker and always, you know, talking what you want to do, telling people all your great ideas, or even not telling people your great ideas, but you're sitting on this this mountain of isolation with all these thoughts, but you never act on them, then your thoughts and your vision and that in your creative whatever doesn't mean a thing, right? So my message to you guys today is please be safe. One, it sounds really crazy to say, but it's the truth. Be safe. Keep your people around you, your loved ones, safe. Be safe. Okay? Stay safe. Keep your awareness on an all-time high. That's how you can help yourself stay safe and be safe in a world full of chaos. Two, listening skills. Listen more, people. Listen more. Listen to your spouses. Listen to your friends. Listen to your supervisors. Listen to yourself. Listen to your heart. Meditate. Listen to the universe. Listen to everything around you. Listen. And listen to take in, to comprehend, not to respond right away. Listen to comprehend. Okay? And third, take action. Please be a doer, not a talker. Don't be a doer. I mean, don't be a donor. Be a doer. That's not even a word, but I want to give that to you because we're an authentic smile and everything is authentic. I'm not going to cut that out. Be a doer, not a donor. Make sure you guys, please, please, please do whatever it is that you have to do to take action today. Take action for the rest of your life. Take over your life. Don't allow others or other things or the environment. Don't allow anything to control your life. You take action and you do whatever it is that you need to do to elevate yourself and to elevate your life. With that being said, guys, have a beautiful weekend. Spend some time with some loved ones. Spend some time with yourself. Have fun. Do something amazing. Do something that feeds your soul. Do something new. Learn something new. And then really enjoy the weekend. I'll see you guys Monday. Better yet, I'll talk to you guys Monday. If you have not done so, as I say every single episode, if you haven't done so, follow me on Instagram. Please follow AuthenticSmile_ on Instagram to catch all your daily motivation. And also be on the lookout for the podcast is going visual. And you guys get to see a whole lot more of me. As we talk about really inspiring and motivating topics, we're going to keep this thing going. And I thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for secretly being a part of my family here. It means a lot. I've been doing this for a while now, and I do not plan on stopping. So let's keep spreading peace, love, and positivity to the world. And you guys do not forget to pray first. Authentic smile out. Peace.